Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yeah, what a great idea that is. 855-99-37569. You remember that, right? You guys remember from day to day? If you don't, you can go to drjoy.com. And it's not terribly hard to remember 855-99-DR-JOY. Is that correct? Yeah, you can remember that. You guys are all smart. Or you can write it down. Or you can go to drjoy.com. Or you can pay attention when I say it. So you have all sorts of options. 855-99-37569. About whatever it is that's going on in your life. Whether it's a new love affair. Well, what a nice way to start off the year. The end of an old love affair. Maybe not a bad way to start off a new year. A new job. A job that you're trying to decide whether it's about to be your ex-job. Deciding, what else, going on vacation, what else could you decide to do? To move, to, let's see, what else could you decide? I mean, I think this is a time of year that kind of inspires introspection of, all right, where have I been? Where do I want to go? What's the discrepancy between the two? And it's one of the times you hear me talk about the advantage and the use and the value of fantasy, of figuring out the difference between where you are and where you want to be, because that begins to give you at least some idea of direction, if not the next step. And if you're a little unclear about the next step, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'll help you out with it, okay? I will also give you a couple of clues, which many of you who listen to the program know, which is, when in doubt, don't be abstract. Be specific, saying, I want to feel better. Well, that doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't tell you the next step. It doesn't tell you what better means. It doesn't tell you anything. On the other hand, saying, I'd like to get at least a half hour more sleep a day and see if that makes me feel better. That's a very specific, viable, achievable, and at least discernible goal, right?
It was something I'll definitely try.
A half hour more sleep a day?
Yep.
It can make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sleep is, again, one of those things that's fascinating. Most of the research on sleep was done right after World War II, and it was actually done by the Japanese. Because having had a devastating war experience, I suppose by definition war is a devastating war experience, or a devastating experience for everybody. But they had to go into a 24-hour economy. And so the idea of sleep deprivation and changing circadian rhythm and what happened if you were awake all night became really important to the economy. And anything that's important to an economy of a country obviously is going to get people to pay attention. And so a lot of the research, for example, most of the information about REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, came during that period. But since then, there hasn't been a huge amount done, except every once in a while you'll see a study that comes out that says people who get less than 6 hours sleep are more prone to, and then a list of horrible things, including wrinkles and Alzheimer's and heart disease. And clearly the body needs to reboot on some level, and sleep is somehow how we do it. So half hour more sleep, yeah. And the clue is to... It turns out that when you go to sleep at night is not as important as when you get up in the morning. That getting up at the same time every day is better for your body, even if there's I mean, we sort of think, most of us think, okay, well, if I have to get up early during the week, I'll just make up on the weekends, which turns out to not be very effective and can quite often result in the famous Monday morning hangover, independent of what you drank or ate over the weekend. But your body really needs to have a certain rhythm to it, hence the term circadian rhythm. So, again, when you go to sleep turns out to be not as important as when you wake up. And it turns out you can't actually make up sleep. It's just not possible. But you could get your body into kind of a routine so that your body is sort of, it will run at max. If you treat your body more or less as a machine, it will run at maximum efficiency. So, you know, maybe going to bed, if you get up at the same time, maybe going to bed a half hour earlier. for most of us, exercising before we go to bed is not a very good idea because that'll jazz you up. I've found out all sorts of things that you should not do before you go to bed at night by doing them and then being awake all night. For example, people sometimes take echinacea when they're coming down with a cold. Echinacea will do not take it at night. There are a lot of medications that you shouldn't take at night. If you're taking them, vitamins, for example, turn out not to be very good to take at night. I'm trying to think what else. Obviously, some people use alcohol as a way of kind of, I guess, relaxing themselves enough to go to sleep. But for a lot of people, what happens is you'll fall asleep, you'll wake up about 2.5 hours later and then have a hard time going back to sleep. So, keeping a notebook beside your bed, not a bad idea. That's as much for... when you wake up, if you dream or if you wake up, if you feel anxious, that sometimes that'll help, because anything that helps our sleep to be calmer is also a good idea. All right. So 855-993-7569, depending on what is on your mind today. All right, today in history. I actually really like this kind of talking about the world, because it does offer a perspective that, to a certain extent, nothing else does. Right. Okay. And Manny has done his usual fantastic work in pointing out that today is National Bobblehead Day and National Tempura Day. Do not try and combine them. It will not work.
I do love bobbleheads, though. So I was pretty excited.
You're a bobblehead guy? Do you have a collection?
A minor collection. A lot of them are, you know, sports figures.
Yeah.
So
I actually even have a couple of bobbleheaded sports figures. Mine tend to be one someone gave me for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So did I ever tell you I have a Mets baseball that was caught? I didn't actually catch it. It aimed for my head, and luckily the person I was with put their hand in front of my head and caught the ball and gave it to me.
Okay.
As opposed to a concussion from a Mets game.
Okay.
Apparently that's a cool thing.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. I have an official women's basketball league basketball.
A WNBA?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It actually has my name on it.
Nice.
How cool is that?
Cool.
Yeah. So I have some kind of cool stuff. For being a girl. All right. First American in 1782, the first American commercial bank, the Bank of North America, opened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Most people are not all that thrilled with banks these days. Are you a banker fan? I don't think anybody's a banker fan these days.
Not really. And actually, the Bank of North America has merged into what is now known as Wells Fargo.
Well, I actually did some work for Wells. I didn't know that. I didn't know they were Wells Fargo. I know that a bunch of banks have merged. Wells Fargo was a San Francisco bank that I did a lot of work for at one point.
Okay.
They were great. Yeah, just FYI, having nothing to do with anything. Banking is one of those things that's changed a lot. When's the last time you went into your bank?
Like actually, like physically went into it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I couldn't even
tell
you.
Years ago, right?
Yeah.
People use ATMs. I remember when ATMs came out, when the first notion of automated teller. And people were, and I think was it Bank of America? It was either Bank of America or Citibank came out with it first. And people were outraged because the idea was that if you wanted to take out less than $500 or something like that, and it seemed very elitist that if you were a big spender, the bank was still going to deal with you. If not, you had to use a machine. And I remember there was a huge outcry that it was elitist and this was a democracy and how could they do that. And now I don't know anybody who doesn't use an ATM.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so convenient.
That's pretty much how I deposit my checks.
Yeah.
My paychecks.
Well, I actually do want to hear what a little sort of forward-looking woman I am. My bank allows me to take a picture of my check and send it to them.
Really?
So I don't even have to go to an to get money.
And they just process it like that.
It turns out if I got a check from you this afternoon, which would be okay, and I took a picture of it at about like 3 o'clock or something, by tomorrow morning at 9, they'll send me an email that says it's deposited. If you sent me a check, if I took a picture of it now in the middle of the day, it's usually about 2 hours before they'll say it's deposited.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you don't have to go to the bank for that. I have a bank that allows me to get the ATM fees back, so when I need money, I can go anyplace. And so, I haven't been to a bank, except that my bank gives out chocolate chip cookies. So every once in a while, I go to my bank to get a chocolate chip cookie.
Nice.
But other than that, I mean, there's no reason to go to a bank anymore.
Wow, that's pretty
Which
good.
Means that bankers are going to lose their jobs and bank tellers and whatever. But it's, you know, the banking has become a whole different. I pay my bills online.
Mm-hmm.
What can I tell you?
Yeah, I do.
All right, folks.
Too.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the present, the past, the future, and what was going on this day, like yesterday. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed the Dr. Joy Brown program. All right, we were talking about the First American Commercial Bank, 1782, which is a long time ago if you think about it, right? 313 years. Is that right? Yeah.
No, 330... No, 330, my math is off. I think three, let's see.
300 would be 20, would be three, so it would be 333
233 years, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 200.
You're right.
There we go.
You're right. Yeah, we're both of us are math impaired today. What can I tell you? 200. I mean, that's one of the oldest. I mean, you know, the country started in 1776, so it took 6 years to get a bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very long.
No.
Right. They were charging interest the entire time.
Oh.
1792, the first Italian flag is used.
Yep.
Well, look, ours was 1776, so not very far behind it. William Kennedy Dixon received a patent for motion picture film in 1894.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, one of the things that's really interesting today about is how long after things started that they actually got started.
Yeah.
1927, the first transatlantic telephone service from New York to London.
Interesting.
Yeah. Transatlantic. Who would have? I mean, that's that seems to me. Both. I mean, 1927 isn't very long ago. You know, less than 100 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we said when we talked with Billy and his notion about what had changed most in his lifetime. The thing that he thought had made the most impact. He said the telephone.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah. 1931. Guy Mendes flies the first solo nonstop Trans Tasman flight from Australia to New Zealand in 11 hours 45 minutes, crash landing on New Zealand's west coast. I guess it counts.
Yeah.
It would seem to me that a crash landing might sort of have an asterisk in the role, you know, in the Guinness Book of World Records, but maybe not.
Flying nonstop for almost 12 hours. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I know. Georgetown IBM experiment, 1954. The first, now this is interesting, the first public demonstration of machine translation system was held in New York at the head office of IBM, which is 61 years ago, except that the machine translation really doesn't work a whole lot better today than it probably did then. Have you ever tried that? Have you ever tried the speaking into your computer and having it make a transcript for you?
Yeah, well, they... my laptop had a little kind of an app on it, I guess, that Windows provided.
Language conversion, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you try it?
I fiddled around with it a little bit.
They're impossible as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Because I write books, and the trick for writing books for me is that my books need to sound. They need to read like I sound, right?
Right, yeah.
And it turns out that's trickier than you think it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because the written word and the spoken word are really not the same. And the rhythm isn't the same. But somehow, when you're reading one of my books, it has to sound like me. And as I said, it took me a while to literally find my voice. And so the first thing I tried to do was just talk into a tape recorder, which didn't work at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they had this new sort of voice translation thing, and I thought, well, I'll give it a try, because then at least it's a written word, and then I can see about, you know, I'll have a transcript, and I can work off that. Impossible. First of all, you have to spend so much time reading words into it that, as far as I'm concerned, it's not worth it. And then even then, it just doesn't understand what you're talking about.
Right.
And like my brother has one of the Bluetooth thing in his car, and he has maybe five, he has his two daughters, his wife, my mom, and maybe two or three other, maybe his office or something. And I'm in that car with him occasionally, and he'll say, office. And it'll say, you said home, is that correct? And he'll say, office. And they'll say, you said home, is that correct? So it doesn't even with one word and something, where it just doesn't work.
Right.
So we have, hopefully another 30 or 40 years, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Marian Anderson became the first person of color to perform at the Met in 1955. That's sort of alarming, isn't it, that it took that long?
Yeah.
This is an interesting factoid. Guess what year the U.S. recognized Cuba and Fidel Castro?
Well, I have it in front of me, so I know what you're
No, right, not fair. Right. Well, tell people.
Well, I'm the one who's... I know, but
I didn't know that you remembered it. Most of my producers sort of send me stuff, and I'll say, well, did you read this? No, I just thought it was interesting. Okay. 1959 is the answer, folks, if you're playing our little game today. And it looks like we're about to recognize Fidel again. So,
yeah.
You know, every 60 years or something, every 50, 60 years, we can do it. 1973, Mark Essex fatally shoots 10 people and wounds 13 at Howard Johnson's in New Orleans before being shot to death by police officers. So for those of you who think that, you know, that shootings are sort of modern kinds of things, Unfortunately, not so much. That was 42 years ago.
Yep.
Jimmy Carter authorized legislation giving $1.5 billion in loans to bail out the Chrysler Corporation, who actually, wasn't Chrysler one of the ones that actually paid back the money? Was it Chrysler, GM, somebody? I think it was Chrysler. Okay. Let's believe it was Chrysler. Somebody actually paid back the money. The Leaning Tower of Pisa was closed in 1990. Have you been to Europe? Have you ever seen the Leaning Tower?
I have not been to Europe. I would love to go to Europe at some point in my life. Well, it's definitely on my bucket list.
You should definitely do it. But going to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, you never see anybody walking on the leaning side. It is really scary. I mean, it's a big building, and it is really cantilevered a bit. And you think, okay, well, it'll probably be okay. But you never see anybody walking on that side. I mean, it's just okay. The Senate trial and impeachment of Bill Clinton began in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a mixed bag kind of day. I guess people kind of got took a deep breath. I don't know, flying for 12 hours by yourself.
A lot of technological stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Today.
Well, and I think people probably file patents after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. We've got some earthquakes in Texas today,
yeah.
Which is an unusual place for earthquakes.
Definitely.
Yeah. The Apple Watch is going to be released in a couple of months, so that should be pretty interesting. That should be a major kind of event.
Mm-hmm.
New York may end bans on cell phones in schools. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it's interesting that, I mean, it's interesting that they would have like an actual ban instead of just saying, you know.
I think that the teachers union was behind it as far as I know.
Yeah.
The idea was that you could have it, I think, in your locker, but I think you couldn't take it into class. Let's see what it actually says. I don't know. I think a lot of parents feel, especially you know, with school shootings, that they want to know where their kid is at all times,
yeah.
And be able to get in touch with their kid at all times, which is a horrible way of thinking about things. But nevertheless, it has some reality.
Mm-hmm.
Bring their cell phones in the public school systems. Under the new rules, principals in the larger school system will be allowed to devise their own cell phone policy or use a default policy of allowing students to bring their phones to school as long as they remain out of sight.
Okay, so they're just going to kind of let each school kind of govern
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, which is probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
They said he wanted to end the ban that Bloomberg put in place. It was important for parents to be able to contact their children before and after school. So, I don't know. Cottage industry of cell phone storage businesses near schools across the city. There's the American way. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. As we talk about, that's the phone number to get in touch with me, which is a great idea to do so. This is probably not a bad time to do it right now, 855-993-7569. You can also send me a message on Facebook if you like. You can email me. Basically, you can call if you hear, or some people when you hear it, it may be that in the middle of the night you wake up and think, oh, I need to ask her this question. The phone number works 24/7. It doesn't mean I will answer the phone 24/7, but you can leave a message, and then either we can get back to you or we can take your question off the machine and answer it then. But obviously the most efficient way is just to call me, because that way I can ask the questions that I need, and you'll make sure that you're getting the answer real time so that you can ask me questions if there are things that I haven't made clear to you. Okay? 855-993-7569. Have we done an email this year? I don't know if we have.
I think we got a good opportunity to do one now.
Okay, well, let's do her.
All right. We've got an email from Bridget in Jacksonville. Bridget says, "Dear Dr. Joy, my husband of 18 years passed away unexpectedly on October 30th, 2014. During this time, I was surprised that a friend of 20-plus years, he's 61 years old, who lived not far from us, had not reached out to me. When I reached out to him, he said his car was on the fritz, and that was the reason he hadn't shown up. I offered to pick him up, and he agreed. When I picked him up, the stench surrounding him was immense. He's always been diligent in grooming, so I was quite surprised. He then told me he had bone cancer with only 3 to 5 months to live. I was overwrought and shocked. This news took me over the edge. I told him he could come live with me during this time, and I would help take care of him. My husband was disabled, and yet I still thought he'd outlive me. So this friend was aware of the stress that I had endured taking care of my husband while working, paying all the bills, etc. Bottom line, my friend lied to me. He was slowly killing himself with a diabetic leg, that had gangrene. EMS broke down his door due to my panic of not being able to reach him for a couple of days and rushed him to the hospital. I told the EMS that he had bone cancer. He told EMS he had bone cancer. And when he reached the hospital, the truth came to light. He was in the hospital for over 2 weeks. They surgically removed the dead areas of his foot, and he has a nurse coming to his apartment 3 times a week for care. I told him, knowing how independent he's always been, that I was glad he did not have bone cancer, and wasn't it great that he could still be on his own? Let's see here. I was shocked and appalled at the condition of his place. My kids and I spent 4 hours cleaning it, and the stench still remained. The smell made me ill. I have nightmares of the smell. A few days ago, I instant messaged and asked if he needed anything. He told me he needs a place to stay, as he hadn't told me that, one, he lost his job in July, two, he has no money whatsoever, three, no health insurance, four, let his car insurance, etc., lapse because he can no longer drive, five, will be homeless. I felt cornered due to my prior offer, but due to the anger and resentment I feel because of the lies, etc. I told him I was not in a position to take him in. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. In truth, I cannot stand the thought of the smell in my house. It permeates his place, nor do I think I can handle any further caregiving at this time. I still haven't been able to grieve with running him to the doctor appointments, getting his meds, buying him groceries, etc. I told him that I would pay his January rent since I don't have to pay my mortgage in January. I had to refinance in order to afford to still live in a marital home. I bought him $200 worth of groceries, bought him a dumb phone, and added 2 hours worth of minutes to it. But I cannot afford to do any more. He should have been on disability. He should have filled out paperwork. He did not do anything to help himself. I want to wash my hands of him. I can't afford to continue to help him both emotionally and financially. He's been estranged from his 6 brothers and sisters for decades. He's lived alone his entire adult life. I should mention about 19 years ago, he let my kids and me live with him for a month when I moved here from another state. We drove him so nuts that he turned off the electricity and phone on us. That was my hint, and we cleaned his house top to bottom and moved into a hotel until my house was ready to move in. He was mortified that I was moving out and begged us to stay. I told him I did not want to ruin a friendship over this and knew he was used to living on his own and appreciated his generosity of sharing it with us when he did, but that we had to go. I also paid rent while I was there, and I didn't even ask. I insisted. Am I feeling guilt for not reciprocating during his time of need? What should I do?
Okay. My goodness.
That's a lot to take in.
It's a lot to take in. Let's start at the top. First of all, in terms of him lying about bone cancer, he may have thought he had bone cancer. It sounds like he had gangrene, which can eat through, as you know, not only through the soft tissue, but actually through the bone. So, you know, I think sort of being angry with him for thinking he had bone cancer, it sounds like he probably assumed that rather than anything else, and it sounds like he was not under a doctor's care, because a doctor's care would not let gangrene go on that long, because it's very dangerous. So I think that you just have to take out of the mix, that he probably didn't know. If you tell somebody what you think is the truth and you believe it to be the truth, is that a lie, even though it turns out not to be accurate? Yeah, I think you have to be a little... I'd take that off the mix completely. I think it's irrelevant. Let's start even before that. It sounds like you went through a very tough time. First of all, being a caretaker for somebody who's disabled can be exhausting and overwhelming. And then for someone to die unexpectedly, and I think there were probably some very mixed feelings about that. On the one hand, I'm sure you felt terrible and the loss, and there was probably a part of you that felt a certain amount of relief that, okay, this part's over, not only for him but for me, which is a perfectly normal way to feel. It may not be very socially acceptable to talk about it, but it's a very common way to feel. And those combination of factors of being alone, of feeling both a bit relieved and guilty about being relieved and also bereaved, may have convinced you to reach out to somebody else. Because when we're, when we're really feeling vulnerable, it truly is any port in a storm, and it may have been that it was some way of assuaging your guilt, also of not being alone. And so your initial offer, I think, was perhaps misguided, but nonetheless generous, and probably precipitated by factors that were not completely altruistic. But so I think I need to take that off the table as well. If, well, I offered once, does that mean I have to offer again? No. So, and I think the situation and the circumstances in which you offered were certainly if not unique, at least somewhat less than long-term based. His statement that he had bone cancer and was dying, I mean, certainly gangrene can kill you. Diabetes can certainly be a life-threatening illness. So I think you have to take that off the table as well. So the question is not, and the fact that he was there for you 19 years ago is an important factor. The fact that after a month things became untenable. The statement, as you know, is that fish and company all stink after 3 days, and so you had a lot longer than you had 10 times that amount with kids, and so it was clear to you that it was an act of generosity. And one of the things that we have to be aware of and careful of is acts of generosity are quite often spontaneous, and if those acts of generosity go on for a long period of time, they can get very taxing, and that's what sounds like both to you and him. So the question is, what do you do now? Well, he hasn't filed the papers for disability, and that would seem to me the place to start, because if he can have some assistance, then it takes the burden and the responsibility off of your shoulders to a certain extent. So the first thing I would do is find out the paperwork. And you would not be the first person who had helped somebody file for disability. So find out how you do that and get his. You may be able to fill out as much, depending on how much you know about him, a lot of the information without his necessarily help, and then get the help that you need from him for the things you don't know, and have him sign it and get that going, because it will result in presumably housing and a stipend. I don't know who's paying for the visit, the nurse visit 3 times a week, because that can certainly be pricey. But I agree with you. He has been a friend to you in the past, and you were trying to be a friend to him currently. Does that mean you have to put him up in your house? No. It sounds like it's not viable for a whole lot of reasons. That you're going through a period of mourning, which is going to be certainly an unsettled time. That he's going through a period of mourning for his foot, for his job, for his independence, for his lifestyle. So, putting the two of you together may seem like an obvious thing to do. To me, it sounds like a train wreck. So let me take another couple minutes after break and kind of guide you through this. But I think the focus should be helping him to file for disability. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea, 855-993-7569. We were responding to an email, which was kind of a long email, about a woman whose husband unexpectedly died. She had not heard from a close friend and reached out to him, and it turned out that he was in fairly dire straits, that he thought he had bone cancer, was dying. It turns out he didn't have bone cancer. He had diabetes and had gangrene in his foot. She mentioned that the doctors took away the dead tissue. I don't know if that means he lost his foot or not. It's not an uncommon phenomenon with diabetes. That's why people everybody should be careful about how they take care of their feet, but in particular people who are diabetic, because you can develop a diabetic neuropathy where you don't actually feel the pain that would normally be associated with a scrape or a cut or something of that sort. So something to be particularly cautious and careful about. And gangrene is certainly nothing to be, you know, to be ignored. It can be certainly life threatening. He thought he had bone cancer, which he does not. But it sounds like he was not under a doctor's care and may have made that assumption. I mean, that people get all sorts of sort of bizarre medical misinformation by reading textbooks mistakenly or going online or whatever. It's certainly fairly easy to misdiagnose things. So I think she's mad at him for lying to her, but I think he thought that that's what the problem was as well, so that doesn't really count. She had originally offered her home to him because 20 years ago or 19 years ago, he offered his home to this woman and her children, and they were there for a month, and he finally had the services cut off because the kids were driving him crazy, so she moved out. A month is a long time to stay with somebody. And she's now saying, okay, he doesn't have a job. I think not having, letting your car insurance go because you can't drive is a perfectly reasonable thing to do. And she's concerned because the house smells. You could probably get a professional cleaner in there and air out the house. So, and maybe getting rid of some of the furniture, may not be a terrible investment of time and effort. And if you feel you don't want to do it, maybe that's a gift that you give him. Maybe you get somebody professionally in there to figure out, first of all, that there, if he's not been taking very good care of himself, it may be food or varmint that got. I can remember as a kid, my mother was not and is not still the world's best housekeeper, but there was this awful smell, and it turned out that a mouse had gotten behind the stove and it died. And if you've never experienced that, that would be good to never experience it. It really is a terrible smell. So getting a professional in there to figure out what the cause of the smell is and getting rid of it may not be a bad thing to do. But it still doesn't mean that you have to have him in your house. And it doesn't sound to me it would be a very good solution for either of you, that he needs to feel independent. That we're not. And if you're going to do a good deed, I guess this is part of the moral of my story, or a part of the moral of your story. If you're going to do a good deed for somebody, you need to make sure what the parameters are about the good deed that you're offering. If you're saying to somebody, come and stay with me, does that mean for a week, a weekend, a day, 3 months, forever, as long as you need to? And that most of us, our impulses are to be helpful and to be kind and to be generous. But it doesn't do any good if you're generous at the beginning and then pull the rug out from underneath somebody. They will not remember the generosity. They'll remember the rug pull. So figure out before, and again, it's quite often an impulsive act, but once you've heard yourself offer, then take a deep breath, take a step back, and figure out exactly what it is that you are offering so you can make it clear up front. Because otherwise, what you're going to do is pull the rug out from under somebody, and it's going to offset not only their perception of you, but equally or more importantly, your perception of yourself as, well, I'm a good person because I did this. Well, you're not a good person necessarily if you did something that seemed like a good idea and then you decided you reneged on it. So think about what you're offering. At this particular point, I think offering him a place to stay doesn't make any sense, but helping him to get on disability does. Getting that house clean so it doesn't smell probably does. Maybe organizing some people in the community, whether it's a church group or a Boy Scout group or Meals on Wheels, so that he's taken care of and he's sort of monitored so that you feel that he is safe. I mean, you would certainly want someone to do something like that for you, but that doesn't necessarily require you, number one, to be the person who's providing all those services, or second of all, to be his landlady, because that seems to me to be something that is not going to be very profitable for either of you in the long run. So if it's one of those things that's not going to work, then don't start it. And again, that I think we all need to be aware when we offer to do something of specifically what it is we're offering, which gets back to something I was saying a little bit earlier in the program, which is beware of abstractions. And saying, I'd like to help, is an abstraction. saying, I'd like to take you to the grocery store twice a week for the next month, is a much more viable kind of offer because it's very clear to you and to that person exactly what it is that you are offering. Saying, I'd like to help, can mean anything to you and to them. And those misunderstandings are what can poison a friendship and poison our view of ourselves as a viable, nice human being. So be specific. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We are halfway through, basically, what Wednesday's called the Over the Hump Day. I think that's
something
that's
like
what
that,
we do. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're the Over the Hump Day in the first week of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
What can I tell you? So I think what we'll do is we were talking about time travel. How did we end up talking about time travel? Do you remember?
I think it just kind of spawned off of the all the talk about technology and everything we've been talking about.
Oh, I know what it was. It was, of people saying, because we were talking about, I love the term dumb phone. I had not heard that one before. We've got smartphones and dumb phones. I've heard email and snail mail, so we've got smartphones and dumb phones now. Mm-hmm. But the idea that a lot of people thought that would be a really cool thing to do is to be able to travel. The question is, would you travel backward or forward, and what would you travel and why? So we put that up. So we'll start that on next hour about where you travel and how you travel. We actually were giving people a chance, which I guess everybody's decided that the holidays were so far behind them. So I said, you can call up and tell me what your favorite or least favorite Christmas present was, and apparently nobody wanted to do that. Did you have a favorite or least favorite Christmas present?
A favorite one that I got actually was my mother got me a device that allowed me to find my keys. If I lose my keys, I've got, like this little kind of remote thing. I hit a button and it beeps off. It's like a little keychain. The device is a keychain that you hook to your keys. And then
you've got the receiver.
Yeah, I got the receiver, and I just hit the button, and if I hear the beeping, I'll know where my keys are. So
your mother knows you.
Knows that sometimes I'm...
You lose
like
your keys all the time.
Walking around, in my apartment.
Where are my keys?
Where are my keys?
Well, see, my daughter is and her boyfriend are staying with me right now, and I always put the keys in one place. I uniformly put them in one place because then I always know where they are. Mm-hmm. They don't. So I may need to borrow your, we've had several of, okay, where are the keys? Well, I thought you had them. And of course, they got left like in a bag or something. And of course, I saw them in the bag and I thought, no one's going to know where these are. So I put them where they belong. So we may need to borrow your device. Alrighty, 855. You know what we should do? We should put up on because I just thought of something of what you didn't get for Christmas that you wished you'd gotten. Let's put that up because I know what I do. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these Pharmacist Ben Health Nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.